type wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. This big wig.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back, bitches. Wow. Wow. It feels like it's been 4,000 years, but it's only been a week. Can you believe that?
I haven't seen or heard from you in like months. What's going on? This week feels like eons.
This week was the longest week of my life. Honestly, of my life. I don't know how much information I should divulge, but it was really fucking long. I'm back, baby, though. I'm back in my mom's closet, which sounds
back where we belong.
Sad. Back where we belong. No, flew in from LA yesterday, took care of some stuff at my apartment. Some of you guys have seen online. I've been asking for sublets. I've been asking for, you know, a life, a friend, a job, you know, really. I need everything right now, Dre.
What do we do in times of need? We ask for help on the interwebs. We just go right to the stories and we go, yo, 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 I need a sublet. Who's got a dog sitter? You need your apartment cleaned? Hey, throw it up on IG. See if anybody's got any recs. I asked for rollerblade life update. I'm rollerblading. And I asked for rollerblade recs. People came through. People came through, Anna. I'm telling you. I know.
Are there multiple... Wow, your life sounds hard. Are there multiple...
you're like, my life is ending. Company, and I'm like, I'm picking up rollerblading. Hey!
Yeah, I'm like, okay, hobby girl over here. Wait, my question is, rollerblades, are there multiple categories of rollerblades now?
And you're like, I'm learning.
Do I want a three-wheel or a five-wheel?
Yeah, I'm learning there's different Amazon brands. And then there's also people have cult favorites.
Interesting. Where are you blading?
I have this idea that I'll blade through Central Park. I've got all of these like images in my head, you know, like in Sex and the City when they were running along that long path. You know, I'm just it's got in my head that it's going to be like a gorgeous fall hobby, and I'm rolling with it. No pun intended. Listen,
I support your dreams and your puns. I think that's beautiful. I was going to say, wait, I don't think I've rollerbladed.
I was going to say
since middle school.
Put a pin in that one. Let's go back to you posting. Did you find sublets? Like we still need these updates. This is good therapy for you too.
So I feel like I should just update people. So like, cause I get a lot of DMs and I haven't been fully clear on my socials because I don't want to be, you know,
yeah.
But if you're here and you're a big wig and you're like, you know, a friend of ours now at this point, because isn't that what we're doing? We're all fucking chatting with each other. So as you know, Bobby Flay is sick, although he looks amazing and he is like thriving right now, you know, knock on wood. He looks great. He's acting like the cutest thing in the world. And he's just so funny. I was in LA for the week because Bobby's doing chemotherapy on the East Coast. You know, we set him up here at UPenn, which is a great animal hospital, and it seems to be he's doing well with it. So he's going to be doing chemo for I think it's like six sessions or whatever. So it's a couple months. So we kind of need to be on the East Coast for that. And we're very lucky in that we kept our apartment in Brooklyn. So we set him up at UPenn Animal Hospital, which is a great animal hospital, and they're taking care of his chemotherapy. And obviously I can't live at my parents' place because it's not built for people to live at besides them. that was a choice. Yeah. I can't, you know, I'm old and we haven't lived here. And this is the longest I've ever stayed at my parents'. They're away this week, so that's good. But so it's like we just have the apartment to ourselves. But we're going to go back to our Brooklyn apartment for a little bit while Bobby's getting treatment. And we shipped our car this week from LA. And, you know, do I like living out of suitcases? No. But sometimes you got to do it, you know, to save your animal. And I sort of have to throw shit against, you know, I don't even know the saying, against the wall. You have to throw out any kind of, you know, like high maintenance requests and just kind of, this is how it is for a little while. Nothing's permanent.
Yeah, roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches. Yeah. And so I'll be in Brooklyn for a little bit. And which will be great. You know, it'll be, I'm excited. I love my apartment in Brooklyn. I'm excited to be there. And
hell yes.
We're going to get to hang out.
We got you
out.
Back at the BK.
We're going to get to shoot a bunch of fucking dumb fucking videos.
yeah.
Shout out to our latest video, right? Luann and Sonia.
Sonia.
Our queens.
Yeah, truly. We talked about doing a video for a while, and it was, we had a different variations, right? We had the packing, and then we had practicing for the performance. This one, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, we need to do it. It's the finale, and then we just threw it together real quick.
I think
quick,
we need a part two, because there's too much gold in there. Although I haven't seen all your footage, because I was not feeling I was packing, and I was like, I'm going to shoot this for 20 minutes and send you what I got. Hopefully it was okay.
I think it ended up being great, but there was, at first I cut down from 28 minutes. What?
28?
What? Yes.
That's crazy.
I think, I did take 3 takes of the intro, and it was a lot of me setting up my freaking tripod in the bathroom, because my bathroom is so tiny, so it was hard. And your bathroom looks fantastic. Like, I'll miss your LA bathrooms. I'm like, I can't set up in my little dinky ass Brooklyn bathroom. And we made it work though. But yeah, I had to cut down a lot. I cut out a ton of footage, so we definitely could make other variations.
I'm excited to make more. I think they're funny. And also, I don't know if you watched, you know, we haven't done a full Crappy Lake review, but it's coming. But or
some days.
I really want it to, because we the end of the show, there are a lot of funny moments. But I was going to say, I watched the finale, and then I watched them on Watch What Happens Live after. And which was a bizarro episode, bizarre for many, like just the segments they did. I was like, wait, what is happening?
And Sonia and Luann.
Yeah. They were on. I think it might have been a repeat. I can't tell. But they talked about, no, I don't know. It was during the show at some point, but they aired it right after the finale. And the bartender, this was the funniest thing. It was this guy who has a show on Radio Andy. And he was like, I'm told I look like Sonia a lot in my life if I put on a blonde wig. And he like puts on a blonde wig, and they do look alike. You have to watch this. It was really funny. And
that's hilarious.
And it was so, and even in the Watch What Happens Live, like they are competitive, even though they're best friends, they are competitive in terms of their cabaret touring. And I guess Luann's tour was already set up. So Andy like plugged it and was like, and just so you know, you can catch the Countess on tour. And then Sonia literally is like, and me, I got shows. Here are my shows. She starts
the amount of shamelessness. She's zero shame, and I love it. But that's Sonia. She's like not afraid to completely explain, promote whatever she's got going on. She'll be doing cameos. My friend bought my other friend a cameo for her birthday. She's straight up doing cameos in an airport. She's like, I'm about to get on a plane for Real Housewives girl trip, and I'm doing cameos in the airport. Like she does not give a damn, and I love it.
No.
She is so herself. She is so real.
She really is. She got up too, and Andy's like, you look amazing. And she like does a 360. She's like, I lipoed here and here and here, and I chiseled this and I got this. And you're like, and Luann's just sitting there smiling. And I'm like, I love how she keeps it quiet, but whatever she's done. But so funny.
And it's great because both of them are Benjamin Buttoning. Everybody looks 100 years younger. Ramona Singer looks like she's 40. Like it's incredible, these women. But then that's why they have to be transparent, because other people are wondering, what the hell are you doing? Because I know you're not using snail mucin. Have you seen all the snail mucin on TikTok?
Snail mucin. No.
Snail mucin, it's like the slime that the snails leave off, and people are putting it all over their faces as like a overnight mask because it's so rehydrating.
This is like but one of those like placenta all over your face. Like I don't like this shit. I don't like the weird shit.
I know, it sounds crazy. Jennifer Aniston just talked about doing a salmon sperm mask.
Salmon sperm? How do you
do it in your Chris voice?
How do you
do it in your Chris voice?
I salmon love jerking. Sperm. I used to jerk off salmons back in the day, you know, in the 70s. And let me tell you, that splooge can really lift your jawline.
Did you find the fountain of youth, Chris? Is the fountain of youth down below the deep blue sea with the salmon?
It really is. You know, the ocean is full of surprises. And salmon semen is just a gem that we didn't even know we needed. The fuck is this?
We've gone off the rails.
Honestly, I am off the rails. I could say anything today. I don't even know where to even begin. Can I just tell you, a week ago, tomorrow, which feels like 4,000 years, I went to KCON. I went to the KCON. Do you know what KCON is?
I actually have no, I mean, I could guess, but when you said that, I was like, I have no idea what she's doing. Let me just go let her live her life and we'll reconvene later. How cool. The hell did you find yourself at this convention?
We're reconvening. Well, my really good friend Liz, who you know, you guys all know,
yes.
Because Dre came to Liz's birthday, and Liz has been
fantastic.
Like, Liz and her family have taken me in as one of their own this year, and I love them to death. And I'm very close with Liz's son, George, and George is a huge K-pop fan. And, you know, they assumed I'd be in LA, right? Because Bobby mm-hmm. wasn't sick. I wasn't back east, whatever. And so months ago, George was like, will you come? If I'm coming to LA for KCON, which is a K-pop convention, okay, of all the K-pop bands and Korean beauty brands and foods and whatever.
Oh.
A full convention at the.
Wait, they had food? It's like a cultural thing. They had everything there. I had no idea.
And by food, I mean there was a McDonald's truck full of French fries, but you know what I mean. So
what
George
the hell?
Asked me,
I'm imagining like full ass food.
He asked me a long time ago, "Will I come? I'm going to get you a ticket." And I was like, "Absolutely, of course, I'll come with you to the KCON,
convention." You know?
But I have fun with George wherever we go. So we went to KCON, and it was a vibe. Let me tell you. So it was like a whole day thing, which I didn't realize, and I made us leave to go get lunch.
Oh, geez.
I was like, we got to go somewhere else for lunch. Like, we got to go. And
because
people are just like, you know, at conventions, they're just like sitting around. They're like, fucking whatever. And and it was cool. I mean, and then there was a concert at 8 p.m. So it was like. So we went home and had dinner. We ordered in Sugarfish, and then we went back for the like the K-pop concert. Do you know what I mean? So it was like a two-part day.
So LA of you. Oh yeah, you had to go morning and then you had a night shift. Wow, you were busy.
It was crazy. I will say the concert, he was like, you might want to bring earplugs. It gets really loud. And I was like, how loud could it be? And it was really fucking loud. I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding, Dre.
And I was like, please, I am a young at heart. I can still hang with the kids.
The K-pop fans are diehard. They're very nice fans. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone stays in their seat. They all have these light sticks. I don't know if you know about the light sticks. Light sticks are like a big part of the K-pop culture. Like, I've learned so much. But each band has like their own like personalized light stick. And it's literally like a big ball of light on top of a stick. And they all like bang them, like not bang them physically, but they like rock out with them during the concert. So they just like stand there with their light sticks, like to the beat of the music.
Yeah.
Like, and so the whole room, it has these like light sticks, you know, like the bracelets are to a Taylor Swift fan.
Swift. Yeah.
And
okay.
But it was a variety, you know, of bands. It wasn't like one person's concert. So it was like 10 K-pop bands did it. I say some were really good dancers and some were forgot they had to lip sync. You know what I mean? Like, it was a full on like show. But it was a wild day. It was very funny. And, and George is just a hoot to be with. So to see him in his element, he loves K-pop. I was like, this is hilarious. Like, I was probably like that with, like, you know, the Spice Girls growing up. Like, you know.
Completely.
And they are very, like, pop like that, those bands. Like, although I will say this. Can I say this? And I think they all have the same plastic surgeon. I think all of the K-pop people, they go through, like, a machine. Like, to be a successful K-pop artist, like, you need these lips. And you need to have this nose. And you need this chin.
Yeah, like, it's a whole training period. They select them out of, like, schools, don't they? And then they all go to this, like, K-pop school where they train them into be this, like, and they actually match them up with who they think would be the best group. Like, they have a machine. It's like a warehouse where they produce K-pop stars. That's
crazy.
What it feels like.
But they all have had a lot of work done too. And I was like, oh, which is normal nowadays. You know, kids are getting like lip injections and shit. But I was like, I was noticing it. I'm like, wow, there's a real vibe. You guys all have like the same, like, work, like the
look.
Like, there was one band I'm like, okay, these boys both have the same like perfect high like cheekbones. I'm like, wait, what is happening here, you know? Anyway,
where was the content though? I didn't see any content from it. Did you already, are you saving it and you're editing it for later? Or
I storied some of it. I storied some of it when I was there.
Okay, I must have missed it.
I didn't really permanent post KCON because why should I? I'm not. I felt like I'm just like a not.
I missed
a real
your stories
K-Con
then.
Fan. Yeah, I storied some of it. I did put a wig on halfway through the day because George thought it'd be so funny. We were like, oh my God, should Chris be at KCON? Because it's KCON, you know, that's like her jam.
Oh my God. And Chris has KCON hair.
For sure.
Like she literally
she
could
like
be in a KCON band.
Yeah. Not the girls. The girls are so very nice. Like they have like long glamorous like, you know, locks. Yeah. But big extensions. Yeah. But yeah. So we shot a little of that. I honestly don't even know what the footage is. So I'll have to go look at it and edit it. So I'll give you a KCON video soon. But I have to go
we
back
need
and watch it.
It.
But it was so funny. But all day long, it's so funny because he was quoting you because he's like, Kimmy Stimmy all day. I'm like, should I put my Chris wig on? He goes, Kimmy Stimmy.
Every response, Kimmy Stimmy. Yeah, I have no idea where that... It's not even like Kim is on some stimulants. She's just like everything. You just rhyme everything. Weirdo, steerdo, Kimmy, stimmy.
Oh my God. I just realized we're going to be
Slop
so blessed.
Kebab.
She's probably going to have a baby when we're together in Brooklyn. We're going to be able to do like a real time video where I come over and visit. Or I come see you and bring you your baby gifts.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I need to do like an unboxing. What is the name? Oh my God. I can't wait to do the name. The name game.
We should do a poll on our Big Wigs Instagram, you guys, of like, what do we think the name? We did one once. I forget what the name was. Someone was like, Travis dropped it, but who knows? Who knows?
Is it like a variation of Travis?
No.
Because it's a boy.
Yeah, it's a boy. We know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, catch us up. So you are at the beach.
I don't know. Made it to the beach. Well, yeah, you guys know. We've had a family home in Ocean City, Maryland for a while, so I try to make it down whenever I can. And this year I was wanting to throw a party for myself because I really never throw birthday parties. And I usually always do it. It's been the pandemic. I just always do it with my parents and my friends. And I moved to LA, so I just did it with a family that year. And it's tough. My birthday's, it's summer birthday. Everybody that has a summer birthday understands that summers are hard, especially August. Everybody's trying to cram in their vacays. So all the birthdays kind of just get washed to the wayside. But this year I said, no, I'm planning. I'm going to do something. Barbie is in the air. The Barbie-thon, Barbie-con. So I thought I'm going to do an island Malibu Barbie beach party at my parents' beach house. And
I love it.
Well, this is the family show home. So I'm here now. Yeah. And I went a little bit overboard, I will say. I got a little excited and I spent some cash on a lot of decor. I would love for you to come for the day. It would truly be amazing. We've got itineraries.
Can I just say one thing about you that I've learned about Dre since we've become friends? Like you love an event. Like you love to host. You're a wonderful host, and you really care about all the details. Like I would never think to post to do an itinerary. Like those things don't even cross my mind. But like I'm like so impressed.
Well, I wouldn't either.
I'm like, wow, yes, wow. Keep going. Okay, so, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to praise you. You guys, she is a legit, like, you're a good host. You can plan.
Thank you. Well, no, it's been an over time acquired characteristic because before I was just like, let's just have a bunch of booze and food and everybody will be happy. But now I'm realizing that if you really like getting into the theme of things, I love dressing in theme. Like that's so fun. Then seeing Liz's party where it was just so personalized and like she really put a lot of thought into the rock star with tattoos. Like if you do the theme and you get everybody else excited, everyone's going to be so excited to be there and play along with the theme.
Yeah,
you know,
you got
to. Give it a little oomph. So normally I would have never done a schedule or anything, but because I'm having people stay at the house, I'm like, okay, we're gonna have these humongous balloons. Have I ever built a balloon arch before? No. I'm gonna try.
Wait, you're gonna build a balloon arch like Khloe Kardashian birthday kids birthday
yes
style?
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna do I bought two different things on Amazon. You know, we'll see. They're like $16 for like a massive balloon arch. They're probably never gonna look like the photo. It's gonna be like womp womp womp. But it's going to be a letdown, but we're going to try. Okay.
So, okay, yeah. So what's on the I-10?
The I-10, we've got Friday night. Everybody arrives. We're doing a back patio BBQ, welcome drinks, mini golf and bar hopping.
Okay. I want to come.
You know,
too. I wish I could come to this whole thing. Okay. Keep going.
Saturday, it's beach day. Around 4 p.m., we're doing hors d'oeuvres and happy hour on the back porch with our specialty weekend cocktails. And then 6:30 is an OC seafood boil. We're doing Alaskan crab legs. We're doing mussels, all of the things you want in a big seafood boil. Okay. Mm. 10 p.m., Secrets USA, one of the OG bars here. It's a massive, you've heard me talk about Secrets. I can't shut up about it, honestly. And then Sunday is... It's not a secret. That's for sure. I love that. And then Sunday is a debrief about Saturday, breakfast, and then beach and boardwalk if anybody wants to.
That's so fun. You've planned a really nice weekend. Dre's Malibu Barbie birthday bash, bitches.
Get like, in the who park. Is she? Okay.
We're going to Sears. Get in, bitch.
Can you read this?
Getting wiggy with it. Okay, big wigs, shout out. you better watch shout them all. I think before they take a wig, they actually have to subscribe and write a review. If you can just make sure that happens.
I will write a note. I'll say, and tag big wigs.
Tag big wigs. And also give us a little five star, honey. Okay, because you're giving them the five star party. You're giving them the five.
I literally will write that down below and I'll just say five-star review at Big Wigs Podcast, sponsored by Big Wigs Podcast, obviously. Obviously.
What are the wigs for? Are you going to go out to the bar in the wigs?
So yeah. I was going to get everybody pink and purple wigs, but I'll say that almost 50% of the attendees have now canceled. So I was like, I'm just going to bring my own wigs. I'm going to have a big wig basket and everybody can like pop on a wig. We have a big backyard, like patio deck. So like a lot of the drinks will be served. I got these humongous palm tree blow up inflatable coolers. So, you know, grab a drink, take a picture in a wig, and then, you know, wigs are a part of our life. So I have to have wigs at the ready, you know?
So fun. You'll laugh. One of my suitcases, because I've traveled, I have like 14 suitcases here. One of my suitcases is literally only like my skincare, like, you know, heavy bottles of like, you know, lotions and serums and shit.
Yes.
And the other side of the suitcase is only wigs. Cause I was like, oh, they'll be
it's only wigs
for the glass bottles. If someone opened that bag, they'd be like, something's wrong with this chick. But this isn't right. She's got retinol and a fucking man wigs.
Retinol and some wigs. That is actually amazing. Aren't you worried though? Do you put your skincare in baggies? Because I'm always like, what do I not care to get wet? So I'll always put like the lotions and the sunscreen with like shoes. Because I'm thinking at the end of the day, I could wash the shoes. But the wigs, you're running a risk by like if something pops, like your wigs get all.
Yeah, but they're all in plastic
bags. I guess you could wash
bags,
the wigs too.
Mostly.
Oh, you've got the plastic bags. Okay. My wigs are in
plastic bags. And the other stuff is just, I haven't even looked if anything exploded. Honestly, I haven't gotten there yet. Some of the bags are still zipped up.
I haven't. Wait, you're going to love this. Are you a Diet Coke drinker?
No, I'm not. Are you?
I was never a Diet Coke drinker, but like I love the fad of women that drink Diet Coke. They're like, I live and breathe by Diet Coke. Like if I don't have a Diet Coke in the morning, like I will die. So I was watching TikToks for Jill Zarin. Jill Zarin used to be one of the OG Roni housewives.
Yeah, of course.
And I saw a TikTok about her. We love Jill Zarin. Jill Zarin. We love to say her name. She opened up a suitcase and it was full of Diet Cokes for her trip to Italy. She's like, they don't serve Diet Coke in Italy. Therefore, I have to bring in a massive bag of all Diet Cokes. Last me for 2 weeks. Three of the bottles exploded in her gorgeous suitcase. And she was like, it's a risk I'm willing to take because I need my Diet Coke. I was thinking,
funny.
This woman can't go a day without Diet Coke. That is
beyond.
Can't
you Amazon it over? Can't you like, I would ship a case if I have like that kind of.
I would assume. Anna, yeah. I was in the depths of Venice, Italy. And a man was truly pulling up in a gondola, delivering an Amazon package. I was like, Jeff Bezos, you're a fucking madman. You mean to tell me they're riding up on gondolas? I believe it. This man gets everywhere. He probably is in the rainforests of the Amazon. Like, what? Where can he not reach? It's actually insane to me.
Everywhere. He's everywhere.
Honestly, can I just, everywhere.
For the record, I just thought you should know. I'm a ginger ale drinker. I don't drink...
Oh, yeah.
I don't drink dark soda. I drink ginger ale and Sprite.
I love a ginger ale. Ginger ale is the most refreshing soda. Not only is it a healer, I mean, it heals all. You got a stomach ache? Have some ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Yeah. Coke is also is good for you when you have a stomach ache. Cola.
Like, when you have a stomach ache. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What is my what?
What's your go to in the morning?
I don't drink caffeine. Do you drink caffeine? You drink coffee.
Yes, I do drink coffee, but
not
I'm noticing Coke. Not Diet Coke. Yeah. I don't really get my caffeine from soda, but I mean, I would, but no, my drink normally would be, if I'm in a movie theater, I'll do Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
I love a Dr. Pep or a root beer. Yeah.
I like a good cream soda too.
Mm. Cherry Coke.
Damn.
Cherry Coke is not bad.
Cherry Coke.
I haven't thought about that in a minute. Well, you know
I
what?
Is there any flavors?
Yeah, right? Vanilla Coke? Like what?
There are flavors of Dr. Pepper too.
That I didn't know. Dr. Pepper doesn't need any flavors. You know, it's just got that added. It's already flavorful enough. Like, what are we doing to add to more? It's like sometimes the product is good. We don't need to do anything crazy.
Wait, I wanted to ask you, what are the specialty cocktails for Malibu Barbie Dre?
Anna, I think you're going to be proud of me for these ones. I was going to bring it up for a Big Wig Bites because I didn't want to like bombard us with my Barbie core.
Let's do it. You know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Actually,
is this a perfect time?
Almost. Let's do it right after these messages.
Oh!
And we're back. Give us the menu, Dre. What's to drink this weekend?
I thought you'd never ask. We're doing two specialty cocktails for the weekend. Our first one, and it's Welcome to the Barbie, of course. Welcome to the Barbie. We've got a Pink Pretty in Plastic. This is a citrusy specialty cocktail. It's got citrus vodka, pink lemonade, pomegranate juice, lemon juice, and a little spritz of vanilla extract. It's not really a spritz. It's a little drop of vanilla extract. I was going to make this a sparkling drink, but some people don't like sparkling. So we're just doing a fruity pink lemonade vodka cocktail.
Can't go wrong with that. Can I ask, you know, does the vanilla give it a very different? That's where you threw me off. I'm like, how is the vanilla part of that? Have you tasted this?
And I'm going to be honest, I have not tasted it to double check. If the vanilla extract tastes like ass, I'm just going to leave it on the paper because the paper's already made on cardstock. And you know what? We're gonna just not going to add it in. I got to do a taste run with these because I have not done a trial run. And, you know, we're down to the wire here. The party's tomorrow. So
tomorrow. Yeah, you better taste all these tonight. OK, what's next on the list?
The next one is a Barbie's Birthday Breeze.
Ooh.
It's a little tropical. I wanted to do it with coconut rum, but not enough people drink the rum. So I made a variation of tropical margarita. So it's got tequila, hibiscus syrup, lime juice, and a little orange liqueur. And that is the Barbie's Birthday Breeze.
Cute. Love it.
Yes. You're and then, of course, we're having Coronas. I wanted to do one for the Ken. I wanted to do like a blue crush type of deal and have that for Ken. But I you know what? Just like in the movie, Ken is left out. So I might just like do a little chicken scratch on a piece of paper. But we do have some blue Curacao, that blue liqueur drink
at the beach. Yeah.
Curacao, and we never use it. Like, we bought it one time to make these like shark drinks, Sharknados, and then you just have it left over. You know, it's always that one thing on your alcohol cabinet that you're like, what did I buy this for? But I'm gonna try to make a Ken drink. So if you have any suggestions for Ken drinks, let me know. But those are the specialty cocktails for the weekend.
Ken drink needs to be like a whiskey drink. You need like something with a little bit of. You need like a. Although I don't think blue and whiskey go together, but you need that like. Mahogany.
What about a gin drink for Ken?
You could do that. You could do like what's it called? A bramble, like a crushed ice gin, blueberry, lemon, like something blueberry. Okay,
blueberry. There it is.
Maybe a drop of the curacao to make it blue. You know, like a little splash, if you will. Yeah, I used to bartend So in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch. 4,000 years ago. I don't even remember. I probably would suck behind a bar right now. They'd be like, get her out of here. Her hands are shaking. Like, she doesn't know what she's
doing. Get her out of here. She's spilling cocktails. I mean, once a bartender, always a bartender. You still got that. It's that inner, you remember the drinks. I mean, you can't really forget. It's like when you work at a restaurant and they have special menu items. Like, you don't forget those.
You don't. You're right. You don't forget those. I wish I could remember the drinks, but I don't. I remember the food items because I'm more of an eater than a drinker.
Yeah. Well, no. Speaking of, do you have any Big Wig bites for this week? Everybody, we got a really nice DM about your croissants. Did you see that?
I did. Yes. Oh my God. And I'm down the street from Uwe. I got to go get one. Uwe. Maybe I'll go to Uwe today. Yes. I mentioned the croissants that I loved. I'm trying to think of my Big Wig bites. You know, it was a rough week for food. I will say this, and I'm going to miss it for the time being. Here's a little Big Wig bites.
We're taking those Big Wig bites.
We ordered in the other night when we were like packing our apartment to put shit in storage. We ordered in Kismet rotisserie. New York City's got to get a Kismet rotisserie. Kismet in LA is an amazing restaurant. It's kind of like, there's, you know, a lot of like Mediterranean influences, a really good, like chicken sandwich that's a schnitzel, good fish, amazing like Lebanese like rice dish, like really fucking good food. And then they have Kismet Rotisserie, which is like you know, a takeout place. They're lower priced food, and it's like a rotisserie chicken place, and the food is out of this world. And they opened a couple more in LA. There's like three now. I think there's one in Studio City, there might be one in like Pasadena, and there's one in Los Feliz, and it is it is so good. You get it with the garlic. It comes with like that creamy garlic sauce and a smoky chili oil, you know, and you just like, just go nuts with the chicken and the both two dipping sauces with a rotisserie chicken is like heaven. I'm like drooling thinking about it. And they have these amazing potatoes that are like really creamy on the inside, but like really fried, you know, crispy on the outside.
Yes.
And they do a really good hummus and pita situation. Oh, and you get good pickled, you know, radish pickled, you know, cabbage, all the pickles on the side. It's an awesome meal. Kismet Rotisserie is my Big Wig bite of the week, bitch.
I love the name too, Kismet.
Yeah,
it's a great name. It's so like, good. I won't forget that. That
you'll,
sounds
you'll love
I, my
it.
Stomach is actually growling.
We'll get it in that LA. I know mine is too a little bit because I don't know what time it is in my brain.
Yeah, no, I've had major tech issues, so I don't even know what number we are on the recording level. You tell me. I don't know what day it is. I don't know if we're past the hour here. I have no idea.
No, we're not. We're only at like, no, we're like halfway. We're halfway, honey.
Halfway. Okay. We got a lot to cover.
What's your Big Wig bite of the week?
I was going to use the cocktails as that because I don't really think I had any. I made a lot of food at home this week because Nick and I were trying to save money. So I just made some really good salmon. I just made salmon fillets. I put some garlic in there. I didn't really go out to any restaurants this week that I can remember unless I'm going nuts.
Wow.
Last time we recorded. Yeah, we went to a great engagement. Engagement surprise party, Nick's friends from college. And they had yummy, delicious food bites. They were like these little prosciutto bites, but those are the only like real outing. Everything else, I was home cooking. I was, I will say actually,
this is so humble. You know, when I cook at home, I'm like, Dre, I made the most incredible meal you'll ever see in your entire life. No one's better than me. I get like such a high.
But you'll use special ingredients. This was just your average salmon fillet, but it was yummy. And then I made lemon, garlic, buttery green beans. Like, it wasn't anything. I didn't use any special ingredients. It's just your typical green bean side dish and then some delicious salmon fillets. They were just seared on top, so the skin was like crispy. But I didn't use special ingredients. I think it's only warranted when you're using those.
Well.
Yeah. You know, if I'm using, I don't know, if I cooked it with scallops or something and I used some special fennel, maybe we got something there. But it was nothing. It really was nothing.
Wait, I wanted to tell you, I flew home to my parents and my mom was like, I have tons of food left over for you from the last 2 days. I always think last 2 days means 2 months. Like, I don't trust my mother's fridge unless I was there to watch it happen.
No, because parents don't have expiration dates. They're like, no, that's still good. I'm like, it says it's expired. No, that doesn't expire. I go, it doesn't?
Did you ever see
why do they put an expiration dates?
When I raided my mom's spice cabinet and I was like, this is the 1986, turmeric from...
That's amazing.
I went nuts.
Oh, and the jars?
Like, how dare
the jars? Yeah, the jars look disheveled. The jars look like they've been through World War II. You're like, what has this been through?
Because
they were around. That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
But I get home.
Wait, I'm remembering that video. I
was sick and she was like, I took out a soup from the freezer. I was like, okay, that's fine. She's defrosting me a soup. And and she puts it, it was in the fridge and I thought, I saw it. So I opened the fridge. I was like, oh, okay, I'll have a bowl of soup. And I looked and I was like, oh, she doesn't have any chili garlic sauce. And you know me, I need a little punch in my chicken soup. And I like chili garlic sauce because just a hot tip for you, it doesn't have that much flavor. So it's like just like kind of a punch up. It's almost like a paste chili garlic sauce. It's like next to the sriracha. You'll see it in your supermarket.
Oh, anyway. Yes. Yes.
I was like, oh, I should go and get some. So I went to, they have this like fancy little grocery store, like right nearby, but it's like fancy schmancy, you know, it's like where you get a Mike's Hot Honey, not necessarily a chili garlic sauce. So I was like, I hope they have it. And they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I ended up spending $17 and buying a Flyby Jing chili oil, which I like the chili crunch oil by Flyby Jing. It's a good one. Expensive at this place, at least.
I bought a dim sum, like a deep fryer for my brother for his birthday because he loves like the deep fryer. I never got sent it. Flyby Jing, where's my heat? They never I never got it was like an Instagram ad and I was like, this is perfect. Flyby Jing.
Better contact them. Wait, so,
okay, so the Flyby Jing oils, though.
I come back and the soup is a block of ice. And I was like, well, I don't feel like defrosting it. It was like 9 p.m.
No.
I'm like tired and hungry. So she had some leftover noodles. Those were questionable, clam pasta. And I was like,
It
smelled okay. It smelled fine. And she said it was from last night. And I believed her on that one.
Okay.
So, because I'm texting her and I'm like, when is this pasta from before I ruin my body? So I heated up the clam pasta. But I was just like, I took 20 minutes to go find a hot sauce for the soup situation. Didn't happen. So,
didn't even need it.
Anyway, I don't know where we were. No one cares about my soup situation. We got a lot of shit to cover.
I'll tell you, I'm excited for fall Anna Soup Queen content. And
honey,
do want to taste test Roni's Uba Hot. She's got the 3 hot sauces.
Me too.
I think we should try. It's a set for 60. We should do a Big Wig Bite segment where we test her sauces because apparently they're pretty tasty.
I want to tell her we want to do it for our podcast and maybe she'll send us them.
Okay. She'll be like, honey, I'll send it to you for free. Honey, I will do it. I love when she calls everybody honey. And
I love her.
I love her too. Did you see the mid-season trailer? It looks like it's getting explosive.
I haven't seen it, but I'm excited for it. I saw that it was out, but I haven't seen it yet.
Aaron is straight up yelling at Uba, calling her a bitch. Aaron.
And they're friends.
Yeah.
Can we drop who we're doing next? Can we tell them who we're doing next?
Oh, and then talk about your responses, because I got a response from one of the housewives, too.
Ah! You guys, I don't know if you saw, I dropped the Jenna Lyons.
It was so good.
Well, some people have said really not her voice, but you know what? I don't care what they said because Jenna liked it and Jenna DM'd me and was like, LOL, send me all these happy faces. And I was like, you're a queen. Thank you.
Totes my goats.
I'm so glad you like this. She's like, ha ha ha. I was like, you're doing great on the show. She's like, oh my God, thanks. also, Sai really liked it. She DM'd me, which was very cool.
Yes. Sai definitely has a sense of humor and she gets content.
She's like, if you can't laugh at yourself, like, why, even be on doing this? Yeah. Sai was very sweet. And I was like, oh, my God, thanks. And Uba also reached out and was like, oh, my God, I love this. Like, because I think they're excited that, people are going to people are embracing their show. They're going to, people are going to do impressions of them. They're going to make fun of them. They're going to talk shit about them on shows, on podcasts and everything. So I think they're excited that it's in the limelight now, because they probably shot it years ago. Who knows when they shot
definitely.
It.
Yeah, I put out that post. Once you did your Jenna, I was like, okay, we gotta start promoting that we're gonna do like all the characters. And so I tagged the three people that I'm gonna do, which is Jessel, Bryn, and who else did I tag? Oh, Sai. Bryn writes back, you better make my voice super high pitched and annoying. Ha ha yeah. ha. And I was
yeah.
Oh my God.
I love doing that.
I love it.
She's we so could both poppy. Do Bryn.
Hi. Yeah.
She's so poppy and she's like, oh my God. Her at Aaron's.
This party looks like a Bank of America
meets a bat mitzvah, meets my 60th birthday, meets a congressional party, meets
she combined every single party known to man. I was
I'm gonna go fuck some husbands.
Literally. It was so good. Also, I have to say,
wait,
black
okay, wait.
Tie. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say those three. You said Jessel, Bryn, and Sai.
And Sai. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you've got Jenna. We can't really do an Uba. You guys know why. We just, it's weird. We're not of that
I don't like,
ethnicity. I mean, we're nowhere close. Yeah, we just can't.
Bryn
so it's
is
not,
also
it's not
questionable,
proper.
But yeah. But
that is true. That is true. She is mixed. I am mixed. She's
it's hard.
Half
it's,
white, half African American. Right. And truly, it's for entertainment purposes. We would never wrongly appropriate a culture. It's truly because we think these women are funny and Bryn has yeah. so much to say, and that's why we want to do the video. So
I'm gonna do Erin because why would
you have
I?
To
she's like the Jew from you know Israel.
What did you think of their vows? Oh wait, did you I didn't watch Crappy Lake Reunion, so we can cover that when we cover Crappy if we want.
Okay
yeah.
Wait, what were we saying before we got into Roni? I was like, we have so much to catch up on. Let's just talk about Roni. Oh, we wanted to try Uba's hot sauce. Okay. Obsessed.
Yeah. Obsessed. Wait,
we have to catch up a little on this Kardashian drama. Can we catch up for a mm-hmm. second? Hot second. Kylie Jenner is suing. Is that correct? Am I correct? Suing Kylie Minogue. The Kylies are at it. Apparently. Kylie Minogue has Kylie trademarked, right? Which makes sense because she's kind of the OG Kylie, right? She's been around
yeah,
since
and
the 80s.
I didn't know. She had to get trademarked because she's got her own, I believe, makeup line.
Great. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So Kylie yeah. Jenner is now coming for her and saying, actually, I'm the only Kylie in this world. And this is just like a funny fight. Like you and I were literally yeah. like, but... They're from different generations.
Like, completely. I was like, she's been around for way longer than Kylie.
And it's funny because I do think, like, if you close your eyes and someone just says Kylie to you, your brain is going to think Kylie Jenner. I'm sorry, Kylie Minogue, but she is one of the most followed people on social media, right? Like,
yeah,
the Kardashians have a monopoly over this world.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say country and I'm like, no, they fucks with the other countries too. But
yeah.
But I do think it's hilarious that you could be like, I actually want to just like trademark my name.
Which,
what do you mean? There's another Kylie.
Not that this hasn't been done in the past, obviously, but the Kardashians really put trademarking on the map. They do trademarking as a hobby. Forget rollerblading. Chris has been trademarking
yes.
since like the early 2000s. And it's crazy because you have to have so much foresight in order to say, I want to trademark my name, because you've got to have plans. You got to be like, I'm doing this line. I'm doing this line. I want to open up a home line. Like you got to have the crazy
and
future crystal ball.
She does have plans. Tell them what you said. Kylie wants to drop aside from the skin, swim, makeup.
Whatever else the hell they have. Yeah. Well, she wants to trademark her name under you can do it under certain categories. So what I found out is that Kylie Minogue has a trademark for Kylie.com. So Kylie Jenner can't even have that.com.
Bummer.
The feed. Yeah, bummer. And then she had a makeup line, Kylie Minogue, which is just Kylie, I guess. But now Kylie wants to do magazines, books, publications. She also trademarked Kylie Baby, Kylie Jenner baby, and she wants to do like the full baby line. And fine, like I love that you want to make cribs, whatever, like I get it, you could do a pink crib. The problem I had, and I think I texted you, is She wants to drop lines of baby formula, baby ass cream ointment. No, no. When you need to get this approved by the FDA and it needs to get truly checked for chemicals, I'm sorry, but I ain't buying Kylie Jenner ass cream. I ain't doing it. No.
Imagine is that like two moms at a park and they're like, oh my God, your baby's so cute.
Thanks, Kylie Jenner formula. It's really...
Yeah. Kylie Jenner built this. Is that not scary though? I know that so celebrities can slap their name on everything. Like they start a skincare line. Do we really think that anybody knows anything about what really goes into their skincare unless they're fully immersed into the skincare world? No, I think they partner up with the skincare. If Kylie wants to partner up with Gerber, I'd be like, okay, because Gerber's a reputable name. But what do you think? I don't know. I don't trust that she's going to make a formula that we all are comfortable with. I don't know. Call me old school.
My secret, when the Kardashians had their first skincare line, I told you this secret about me, right? That you guys
what?
All...
What? No.
That I'm in the infomercial for the Kardashians' first skincare line. Infomercial. It used to air at 4 a.m.
What?
And they sent me the products ahead of time because I had to try them before I went on camera to speak about how great the Kardashian skincare line was. And it was straight up Neutrogena. Like there was nothing different. It was Neutrogena. Like they put it in an unmarked bottle and they like sent me this like cleansing wash.
Stop.
And I was like, it smells and looks like Neutrogena.
It's like Neutrogena.
Like yellow.
It was even the yellow color. Did it have the same packaging?
No, because it was in like a tube or whatever, but it was so funny. And then I went. And I was in it. I was in this infomercial. People from high school would see it on Facebook. This is back when Facebook was how we communicated. And they were like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my God, you're famous. You're in a Kardashian commercial. And I was like, well, it's an infomercial. And also I got paid $50 to show up and talk about. I was like, I swear to God, if this is what the Kardashians use, I'm using it. Like I was, and my before and after is no makeup and then makeup. And they're like, the before and after. And I'm like, oh my God.
Before and after? Oh my. Of course, like touched up. They have to say that. I just don't think, I don't know, maybe, I don't think I'm jealous, but I was just reading the list of things that all Kylie wants to do. Nursing pillows, play yards, diapers, strollers, baby bottles, supplements. Feeding products, nursing products, stroller accessories, baby carriers, purses, wallets, furniture, hair care products, hairstyling tools, shampoos and conditioners.
I love how wallets is thrown in the middle there. That's where I was like, wait, wallets? It's like
nursing products, formula. Strollers, baby carriers, purses, wallets.
You know what? What happened to the Kendall and Kylie line? They had a cute line. Oh. I actually
had
a navy blue velvet boot back in the day from them.
Ooh.
They must not have worked out. That business went under. Remember, they sold them at like Nordstrom's and shit. Like, I was like, wait.
Yes, they had a line at PacSun back when I was living like my like surfer life at, like at the beach. And I was going to go to PacSun all the time.
I love it.
And they had this whole line and it was so cute. Yeah. And I was like, wow, they're really doing something. They're at PacSun. Wow.
You better go to PacSun today before this Barbie beach weekend. You better go get some surfboards, girl. Some surf shorts.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's so funny. Yeah. That list is insane. But also like, hey, dream big, right? I mean, you can do it. She's a billionaire.
She's a billionaire. Oh, diaper rash ointments. That's what it made me think of. I can't. I truly can't. And it's funny because they trademarked the name.
God forbid I have to be put in a diaper one day. I'm going to need my Kylie diaper rash ointment, you know, and it's got to have hyaluronic acid.
Yes. See, that's the thing. If they really showed me something that was different about their product, I think I would be more willing to buy it. But I feel like it's just like a ripoff of any other product, kind of. And it
kind of
it'd be iconic if Kris Jenner came out with a diaper, like her own line of diapers, because she said that she's dealt with just
a little loosey goosey down there sometimes.
Yes, Kimmy Stimmy, you're so loosey goosey.
When Corey walks in a room and I just I just lose control.
Mom, you're so gross. Stop.
I'm
That's
not,
disgusting.
It's natural, okay? Miss Natural Birth over there, huh? What are you going to... You're going to have a little loosey-goosey time soon.
You know who was loosey-goosey? Brody Jenner's wife had a water birth.
Oh, I saw that. You know, congrats to Brody. Family, once family, always family. Really, congratulations.
Yeah.
I never thought he'd be a father.
I mean, me neither. He was like most eligible bachelor. And look at him now.
He was. And he's really doing a great job. I'm really happy for them and for Caitlin, you know, another grandchild.
Yeah, baby. Just like you, Chris. I lost count. I can't keep up with these kids.
It's
Brody. Listen,
it's a blessing. It's a blessing we have so many we can't count.
It is. And Chris, this Christmas, please invite me to the house because I haven't seen you guys in like 15 years.
I'll see if we have another invite. I'll let you know. I'll let you know,
all right,
doll.
Don't let it get lost in the mail now. I only have one address. It's in Malibu. So send it over, write it over Malibu, okay?
Okay. That was just one time it got lost, but we'll see. I'll have Scott deliver it.
Please do. I miss Scotty Scott. Mr. Lord, the Lord Disick.
He's doing fabulous. Let's be honest. Scott was more of our child than our actual children.
Hey, Chris, I don't like a lot of things that come out of your mouth, but I love that. That one makes a lot of sense because I agree. I agree.
Scott Disick is honestly our... the son we always were meant to have.
He's the golden child. He's best of both worlds, right? He's just funny. He's crazy. He's actually funny.
I can't believe after all these years we're bonding over our love of Scott.
We're bonding over Scott Disick. This is absolute madness. But you know what? I wouldn't expect nothing less, huh, Chris?
I'm really happy right now. I could cry. I really feel like a bond right now.
You know what? You probably got into those gummies, Chris, back in your cabinets. I mean, have you seen Chloe's cabinet? Her food cabinet's like like an ADD wet dream. Why is it so fancy and neat?
Oh, it's wonderful. And the CBD wall. I got chocolates. I have gummies. I hope there's no calories in the weed candy because I've really been sucking them down, you know?
You know what that's called, Chris? Girl dinner. Girl dinner. Girl. Say it with me, Chris.
Girl dinner. I love it. Sometimes I just have vodka and I call that my girl dinner.
Oopsie. Vodka's on the menu tonight. Ring a ding ding, Chris. I love it. I miss you, kid.
Is this how Chris and Caitlin get back together?
Over the bonded love of
Scott and girl dinner.
Girl dinner. Let's make a song, Chris. Girl dinner. Me and Caitlin.
Girl dinner.
I can't. That was fun. We just went off the rails, guys.
No, I have no idea what just happened.
I love what else is on this list. Are we moving to Italy? you've obviously seen those ads. We've been getting served the same ads. What the fuck is this ad? They're going to pay you to move to Italy? Why are we not? Yeah. Why did we do this yesterday? What's the wait? How slow are we?
What do we have to do? No, I fully think you can have a full ass life as a sponsored life. Even we could record. You can record anywhere. Like we could do our podcast straight from a absolute rural area.
I didn't know where you were going. I was like, oh, well, I was like, from where?
From a remote area in south of Italy.
Yeah. I mean, you could really do it anywhere. And, you know, when this makes us money one day, we will. We will do it.
We definitely will. Well, you know who did jump ship? Oh, no. Go, go, go. I was going to talk about Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, yes. You got to get into that. No, I was just going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. Go for it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It was where my brain jumped because... Amber Heard left America to go start a new life in Madrid.
Yes, we talked about
Spain.
That. Spain, yeah.
And I just watched the new, the docuseries that came out. It's just three parts. It's Depp First Heard. It's like the real coverage of the defamation case. And it's nuts because we were all watching it live, but they put this thing together and you got to see like a lot more accounts of from both of their sides. And I truly, I don't have an opinion on who, what it was. I think they both were had a in a toxic relationship and both did really crazy things to each other. And she did.
There's human feces on the ground. She did defecate on his side of the bed. So.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean.
I forgot all the details to that. That's crazy.
I know, because it happened kind of a while ago. And they're still working through it. But she didn't have to pay back all $10 million. It was, I believe it was like $3 million in damages. But yeah, he won the case. But it's crazy to see all the fans that came out for Johnny. It was like hashtag justice for Johnny. Like, I didn't think that there would be that much support, but hey, Pirates of the Caribbean, it's a cult favorite.
I mean, he's done
a lot. I love Johnny.
He's done a lot of stuff. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I have to watch it. I'm in the mood for a doc. I try. Oh, I watched a doc last night, actually. This is not even on our list. I watched a doc. Can I tell you the weirdest part of this? You're going to laugh. Like, I almost was like, I almost took to Instagram, but I was half asleep. I watched this Olivia Newton Olivia Newton John documentary, and just because I was like,
oh my gosh,
I saw it. It was like from Biography, you know, like the Biography channel or whatever. I think it was on Hulu.
The Biography channel. Yeah.
It's probably old too. Actually, I know it's old because it goes through her whole life, whatever, and it goes through Grease and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a diehard Grease fan. And then it
Grease. It
ends with like the most hopeful message. Like, she was diagnosed again in 2019 with cancer. And she's you know, I've dealt with it before in my life. I'm going to deal with it again. She has her cancer institution, you know, in Australia. And it was so like, I was like, oh, this is when this came out. Like, I immediately was like, oh, this came out in 2019 and it's not updated because it ends with this whole positive, like, outlook on, like, you know what? You can live with cancer forever as long as you take care of yourself and you get the right treatment and everything. And, like, she died this year. And I was like, oh, no, this got really sad. Like, what a, like, you're watching this whole documentary and, like, you're like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to see the end of this. And then the end is like, oh, this came out years ago. I had no idea. Because you know how Hulu sometimes is like, watch this, like newly added. And you're like, oh, newly added. I think new. Nope. It's just newly added.
into the Netflix files. Like, it was made a while back.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Wow.
I was like, oh, this is so sad.
And she only had one daughter, right?
Yeah. She has a daughter.
Wow. And I think she was very close with John Travolta. Like, they really did have like a great friendship.
Yeah, they were really close friends. Yeah.
Did they touch on that at all?
Yeah, they talked about her friendship. Wow. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was interesting because then when she got cast in Grease, it was really funny because she went to go see, they had her see the Broadway show and she was like, yeah, I guess I like it. And the only reason she was at a dinner party with the director. And he like immediately was like, loved her and was like, and rewrote the part as a girl from Australia moves and named and changed the name. And like, cause I think in the movie, she wasn't Australian. I mean, in the play, like she wasn't Australian.
Yeah.
And like, he like rewrote it for her.
Right place, right time, right look. They rewrite a role for you. At least that's how it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dre, I'll write you a role. Don't worry. Okay. I got you.
Bingo. Thank you. I thought of a really good opening to a pilot episode and it's all based on my family, but I really just got to put it down on paper. It's got to be done.
You know,
put it down.
Put it down on paper. You know, it's a strike right now. We're going to come out of the strike. They're going to say, okay, we need content. Let's go.
Well, I was talking to my agents and they're like, you definitely use this time to beef up resumes, like fix your website, get new headshots. And then also like put your stuff down on writing. But I will say when the strike ends, it's going to be such a saturated market. I was like, okay, so like don't write. They're like, no, write. But it just might take a little bit of while because everybody's going to be pitching stuff when it's over. And I'm thinking, you're right. So like, what the fuck is my little pilot going to do? You know, but it's good practice. Keep writing. Keep it at it. That's why we got to stay busy and make these videos, make the content. That's it.
And that's what we're doing. I feel bad, but we have to end this. We're well over our time. But
are we?
Yeah, we kind of are. We're at
an hour and five. I also forgot I had a meeting at 2 p.m.
Whoopsie doopsies. Oopsie poopsies.
Anyway, I do feel bad because we have so much more I wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll do a part two today. I don't know.
We might need to, you know?
We could. But Dre, I'm so excited for your birthday party. I feel bad.
Thank you so much.
This episode was all over the place, you guys. But we did 20 minutes of Chris and Caitlin.
Yeah, baby. Listen, it's called entertainment, all right? Girl dinner. Get your girl dinner. I think Caitlin's and Chris got to come out with a single, Anna.
I honestly think they should. I think we should do it. We re-record girl dinner.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to touch on? We could do like one last bit. I told them I'm going to be late for my meeting. Don't you love that? I was like, I don't even know what I forgot I had one because I scheduled it in LA and I told you guys, I turn into like my brain doesn't compute.
It's girl
time
math.
Difference. Girl math is really for me. Yeah. I'm really.
What the hell? I'm finding it funny. All these like girl dinner and girl maths are coming out. Like, what is this whole movement? Is it this like a TikTok trend that's happening? And like, we're just keep saying girl dinner. Yeah.
I think it's so funny. And I also think it's funny that people are like angry about it. They're like, how dare you dumb down a girl and her math? I'm like, oh my God.
You know what it really is that we're resourceful and our brains work different and we think outside the box. So yeah, when I'm in an airport, like the video you made, yeah, everything's free. You know why? Because the airport doesn't count. It's called traveling. Okay. So like, don't come at us like dumbing down.
Calories don't count in an airport either. You want to have fucking Auntie Anne's followed by a Shake Shack? Live your dream.
They got a Sbarro up in the airports. Live your dream.
Live it. That's what I got to say. Live your dream. Can that be merch?
It is merch. Live your dream, babes. Girl dinner. The girl dinner is going to be stuck in my head for ages. Okay. We love you guys. We've got some exciting news coming up. We can't reveal it now, but it's coming out. It's coming out. Anna's working her little tush off to finalize all the plans. And we're so excited. Yes. Keep on watching Roni. Keep on watching Crappy Lake so you can catch up with us. And I will keep you guys updated on my stories about my little birthday shindang. And maybe Anna can get her tush over here from Philly.
Okay. Love you.
Maybe. Bye.
Till next time. Bye.